Support of KQED's podcasts is provided by Stitcher Radio for the iPhone and BlackBerry. Public radio programs and podcasts are available on demand with the Stitcher app. Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. The Stitcher app is available at Stitcher.com.
From KQED in San Francisco, this is the Writer's Block.
If I could wake up in a different place tomorrow morning, it would probably be Tokyo, which is, I think, the most exciting city on Earth. And what surprised me most about it was that the shopping was so good. I thought it was just going to be kimonos and little fans with geisha girls on them. But instead you go and it's like, here's my little shop where everything looks like a mushroom. And you don't know how these people can stay in business, but they do. And it's just fantastic. And you take the subway and you get up and you come up to the street and you think, okay, this is like Times Square. But then you go to the next stop and you say, this is like Times Square. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And I think that's what I so love about it, is the feeling that you could never exhaust it. What's something that people don't know about me and that I wish that they did? It's that I'm so very vulnerable. If I could kick one politician in the shins, I would probably choose... Golly, who would it be at this point? And there's so many to choose from. Oh, you know who I would love to kick is Dick Cheney. It's like, go away. I don't understand. Every time you turn on the TV, there he is. Oh, and he was just always the most hateful person. I just can't bear him. So he'd be the one I would kick. And I don't like to say bad things about people, you know, especially on tape or whatever, but he, you know, it's not going to bother him any. What band or singer is your greatest guilty pleasure? Well, I have an iPod. Love my iPod. I guess guilty pleasure is something that you always feel like you wouldn't want people to see it on your iPod. So that would be Anastasia. That she would be my greatest guilty pleasure, would be Anastasia, who's a lot bigger. She's American, but she's huge in Europe, and people here, I don't think, know her that well. What's my favorite Greek curse word? It would be skata, which is really the only one that I know, which means shit. That's the first thing you learned in Greek school. That's the first thing anybody learns when they study another language. That's the first thing they want to know, are what are the dirty words. But I was in Germany recently, and I did a reading, and then I went and joined everybody for dinner, and they'd already been sitting there. And I sat across from this guy and had a nice conversation with him, and then we got up to leave. And I said, boy, you were really tall when you were sitting down, and now you're short. And he said, oh, I'm... And he said this word, it's a German word that means tall when sitting down and short when standing up. And I think it's so fantastic that they have a word for that. That has nothing to do with cursing. I just think that's a pretty good country when they have a word for that. So their curse words must be off the hook, I think, if they have that.
The Writer's Block is produced by KQED.